performance space. Charlotte basically didn't stop talking as we headed down to the second floor. She was describing the play they had put on last year, which was Oliver. She played Oliver, even though she's a girl. As she said this, she pushed open the double doors to a huge auditorium. At the other end of the room was the stage. Charlotte started skipping towards the stage. Julian ran after her and then turned around halfway down the aisle. "Come on," he said loudly, waving for me to follow him, which I did. "There were like hundreds of people in the audience that night," said Charlotte, and it took me a second to realise that she was still talking about Oliver. "I was so nervous. I had so many lines. I had all these songs to sing. It was so hard." Although she was talking to me, she really didn't look at me much. "On opening night, my parents were all the way at the back, like where Jack is right now. But when the lights were off, you couldn't really see them. So I was like, where are my parents? Where are my parents?" And then Mr. Resnick, our theatre arts teacher last year, he said, "Charlotte, stop being such a diva." And I was like, okay. And then I spotted my parents. I was totally fine. I didn't forget a single line. While she was talking, I noticed Julian staring at me out the corner of his eye. This is something I see people a lot doing. They think I don't know they're staring, but I can tell from the way their heads are tilted. I turned around to see where Jack had gone to. He had stayed at the back of the auditorium like he was bored. "We put on a play every year," said Charlotte. "I don't think he's going to want to be in the school play, Charlotte," said Julian sarcastically. "You can be in the play without actually being in the play," said Charlotte. "You can do the lighting or you can paint the backdrops." "Oh yeah, whoopee," said Julian, twirling his finger in the air. "But you don't have to take the theatre arts elective if you don't want to," Charlotte said. "There's dance or chorus or band. There's leadership." "Only dorks take leadership," Julian interrupted. "Julian, you are being so obnoxious," said Charlotte, which made Julian laugh. "I'm taking the science elective," I said. "Cool," said Charlotte. Julian looked directly at me. "The science elective is supposedly the hardest elective of all," he said. "No offence, but if you've never ever been in a school before, why do you think you're suddenly going to be smart enough to take the science elective? I mean, have you ever studied science before? Like real science, not like the kind you do in kits?" "Yeah," I nodded. "He was homeschooled, Julian," said Charlotte. "So teachers came to his house?" asked Julian, looking puzzled. "No, his mother taught him," answered Charlotte. "Is she a teacher? Is your mother a teacher?" Charlotte asked me. "No," I said. "Well, she's not a real teacher," said Julian, as if this proved his point. "That's what I mean. How can someone who's not a real teacher actually teach science?" "I'm sure you'll do fine," said Charlotte, looking at me. "Let's just go to the library now," called out Jack, sounding really bored. "Why's your hair so long?" Julian said, like he was annoyed. I didn't know what to say, so I just shrugged. "Can I ask you a question?" he said. I shrugged again. "Can he just ask me a question? What's the deal with your face? I mean, were you in a fire or something?" "Julian, that is so rude," said Charlotte. "I'm not being rude," said Julian. "I'm just asking a question. Mr. Tushman said we could ask questions." "Not rude questions like that," said Charlotte. "Besides, he was born like that. That's what Mr. Tushman said. You just weren't listening." "I was so listening," said Julian. "I just thought maybe he was in a fire too." "Geez, Julian," said Jack. "Just shut up." "You shut up," Julian yelled. "Come on, August," said Jack. "Let's go to the library already." I walked towards Jack and followed him out of the auditorium. He held the double doors open for me, and as I passed by, he looked at me right in the face, kind of daring me to look back at him, which I did. And I actually smiled. I don't know, sometimes when I have the feeling like I'm almost crying, it can turn into an almost laughing feeling. And that must have been the feeling I was having then, because I smiled, almost like I was going to giggle. The thing is, because of the way my face is, people who don't know me very well don't always get that I'm smiling. My mouth doesn't go up at the corners the way other people's mouths do. It just goes straight across my face. But somehow Jack Will got that I smiled at him and he smiled back. "Julian's a jerk," he whispered before Julian and Charlotte reached us. "But dude, you're going to have to talk." He said this seriously like he was trying to help me. I nodded as Julian and Charlotte caught up to us. We were all quiet for a second, all of us just kind of nodding, looking at the floor. Then I looked up at Julian. The words, supposedly, by the way, I said. What are you talking about? You said supposedly before. I did not. Yes, you did, Charlotte nodded. You said the science elective is supposedly really hard. I heard you. I absolutely did not, he insisted. Whatever, said Jack, let's just go. Yeah, let's just go, agreed Charlotte, following Jack down the stairs to the next floor. I started to follow her, but Julian cut right in front of me, which actually made me stumble backwards. Oops, sorry about that, said Julian. But I could tell from the way that he looked at me, he wasn't really sorry at all.